everybody, all the men used to always wear what? Didn't they wear all their suits?
Yes. Men, for business, for dress, church, business, they wore suits like we have now, a little different style, different cut, and vest. Hell, you wore dress completely unless you had on the dress.
Yeah.
Sweaters hadn't come in.
Yeah, and instead of wearing belts, they'd always wear
suspenders, yeah. But that was usually covered by your vest.
Yeah.
I see pictures, you see those pictures of taken back in those days. Another thing is, a few photographers begin to come in during the Civil War and thereafter. We have photographs of generals and officers who've been preserved. I don't see how those fellows survived and what they had to wear.
They all had big old heavy...
Heavy jacket coats, heavy pants, vests, and the same button right on up the neck. When I went into World War One, I went in now, jacket, uniform jacket I had buttoned up right up to the neck. Had a little stiff rim around the top.
Yeah.
By golly, you had to wear it. Showed out on the phone. Now things moved, these boys in World War Two, they were sensibly dressed, comfortably dressed, fatigued.
What would you call that big long piece of furniture you might have in the parlor? Several people would sit on it, perhaps.
Yeah, that was a name. The only name I can remember is a sofa.
You want to split a chair?
No, I'll get anchored underneath here.
Okay.
I don't know what that furniture was.
What about that big thing in the you might put your clothes in? It had doors in it?
Yeah, I recall an armoire, and it was tall. Tall as those shelves behind you. It had shelves up above and
always had
a place to hang your clothes. But things that were in there usually were what people call Sunday clothes, with that better suit. And better ties and shirts, linens on the shelves. Never worn on those special occasions. You know, when they began to build houses, with lower ceilings. Now some ceilings are almost just a foot above my head, above you or your head. Those pieces of furniture were obsolete. I talked to a lady not long ago, and she was telling me how many they had of those things, and old pieces of furniture. And said, you know, we built a new home up here in North High School and junked all of those things. Gave them to servants and bigger families. That night discovered that they are very, very valuable. They're worth many hundreds of dollars each if you find them. She was grieving over the fact that she hadn't kept them. Now, my mother had a furniture. She always had what's called a bureau and a washstand.
Yeah.
And a roll. And a pitcher and a bowl. And the top of it. Washstand had a marble slab. Beautiful thing.
I've seen those.
You know?
I've seen them in so many old houses, you know, houses where people who I would think were of means had picked them up.
Uh-huh.
They've been discarded.
That's what they're discarded. They're not a washstand. I just don't know what became. I don't know what became a lot of things. Yeah. Your dining table had something you call a chest, C-S-T-R,